Yeah, disappointing, I think, to be honest with you. You know, they came, they've been on a bad run and set up the shop, really, you know. But I think from us, it was went out with a whimper, really. And, you know, of all the last year and a half with cup runs and that, to go out like that tonight, especially what was at stake, it was very disappointing, you know. It was a bit of a whimper, to be honest. So we were really flat, you know, in the first half. And they had some good chances, they didn't take them. And, you know, we managed to get a goal and I thought that would kick-start us, but we never got going at all night tonight, and I think, you know, the Preston deserved the results, and it's hard to say, but it's just being honest.
Does the prize at stake and the potential tie with Man United make it even tougher?
Yeah, it does. We knew what was at stake, and that's the biggest disappointment, you know. We just got outplayed all over the park, outfought, and, you know, we were second all night, and you know, we got our just rewards in the end, and you know, Preston now obviously got the tie at Man United, so it's very disappointing.
It's a very honest assessment. The frustrating thing as well, I guess, is that you were 1-0 up, you've got a chance there in the second half to maybe get a foothold in the game, and in a split second, find yourself 3-1 down.
Well, that's the disappointing thing. I thought once we got the goal, we'd kick on, especially shooting down into the cop as well, second half. It was just we were pretty spread all over the park. As a unit, we were miles apart, you know, and, you know, Preston exploited that. We got a bit caught in between. They kept hitting the long ball up to Davis second half, and we didn't combat, and it was pretty effective. And you look at the goals, a free kick, a corner, and then a penalty. It seems to be a bit of a habit for us at the minute. It's with goals that we concede. A lot of them seem to be from, you know, them sort of situations, and I think it's something we definitely need to address, and obviously discipline as well, and we'll... you know, with free kicks and things like that, you know, the free kick himself and against Tottenham, and he puts it in the top corner, similar again tonight, and it's just discipline really as well. It's something we need to sort out.
Everybody wanted the tie with Man United, but ultimately it's about promotion, isn't it, and that's what you've got to play
well,
for.
Well, that was the start of the season, that was what it was all about, that was the bread and butter of it. It's, you know, every year since I've been here, it's about getting promoted out of this division, and you know, the cups are a bonus, and you know, we've had some great times, and it's unfortunate tonight the way we went out. And you know, I think the most disappointing thing the way we went out tonight was the performance. But you know, it's down to reality now. This is what we've prepared for all season, is in the league, and that's our only focus now. So there's nothing else to focus on.
Putting tonight aside, if you can, you know, you look forward. Brayford's in, Coots, Freeman, Matty Doan, the midfielder from Hearts as well. Squad is stronger, isn't it? You're well positioned now. You've got to do it this year, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. We're in a great position. You know, I don't think we've got any excuses now. It's, you know, we've been crying out for striker, and we got Matty in and Sparky, and we seem to be, you know, we're pretty loaded in all areas. So, you know, we've got a lot of games now. Saturday, Tuesday, for a long way, and that's what you can't ask for anymore. You know, we'll have a great chance now to gather a lot of points and catch up on teams. So, we need to get on a run now and get going. And I think with the way it is now, every game's going to be like a cup game, because there's something to play for now in every game. I'm not saying there's not, but this time of year, everybody's fighting for a relegation spot, trying to get out of it. Or teams like ourselves are trying to get into them, you know, the playoffs or top two if we can. Just start gathering points and getting some momentum now. So it's, as I say, every game's going to be a massive game between now and the end of the season.
This time last year, you went on a run. It took you from fourth... or fifth from bottom to seventh. Go on a run like that, this time you can potentially get into the top two.
I mean, last year when we were in this position, I think this time a year last year, February, we were near bottom of the table, and we managed to go and win 10 games on the bounce and took us into seventh position. So just goes to show you now, we're in sixth position with two games in hand, and that's the type of run we need to be going on again. And I think the teams that are up around the top, they're good sides, but they've had a good start to the season. We probably haven't been as good as we can, and everybody knows you have blips through the season. So I think them teams that are up there will be due. They'll drop points playing against each other, and I'm sure they'll be dropping points. But it's just up to us now whether we can, you know, take advantage of that and go and win the games that we have.
Cheers, Mike.